Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape on your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I'm just so grateful to God for the privilege of serving in His vineyard. In other words, I'm saying I'm grateful to God that He finds me fit to serve as a pastor. It's a very privileged calling, because see, God can affect lives directly, but when He chooses to work with man to affect men's lives, it's a high calling. And that's why as pastors we don't manipulate people. We don't control people's lives. We collaborate with God to make people become like their Father in heaven. We collaborate with the Spirit of God to change the lives of men and women for good. And sincerely, I think it would be foolhardy of anyone, and of course, unnecessary pride, to think I am the pastor. Who are you? It's a privileged position for which we are ever grateful to God. It's a delicate position, because the temptation and the alluring to be prideful is always there. And apart from there, you are a subject of attack by every force of the wicked. Because people are pursued into the presence of God and they are delivered. And so they unleash their venom on you, but to their own destruction usually. So it's a very privileged position, for which one is forever grateful. So here today I want to tell you something about you. Or let me put it better, about your Father and my Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father in our family, very much your Father as He is Jesus' Father, very much my Father as He is Jesus' Father. So I want to talk to you about your Father, but more so with emphasis on what your Father, or who your Father has made you. So to let you know who you are, which is really defining our job or our work or our calling as pastors. So this morning I'm asked to talk to you about a statement that Jesus made, first of Himself. I'll look at it from His own angle, then I'll come to you. Now, you see, in the book of John, in chapter 1, a good place to start. In the book of John, chapter 1, I'll read from verse 1, I'll read quickly. It says, in the beginning. Oh, I love that. In the shadow. You see, by the time you begin to listen to Him, by His grace though, His manner of speech will tell you who is speaking straight away. You say, what do you mean? John wrote this. I know. But Jesus wrote this through John. You say, why? Because of the way he started in the beginning. Ask Jesus, he'll tell you, I'm the Alpha. So when he gets you talking about the beginning, he's talking about himself. So in the beginning was the Word. Now it's clear. The Word was with God and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Some versions say the same was in the beginning with God. All things. Everybody say all. I can't hear you. Please. Again. Come on, say oh! See, nothing out of it. So what's intimidating you? All things were made by Him. Even that which the devil is trying to corrupt, to make it a curse. It's a lie. Go back to the original. So whatever may be wrong in your life today, somebody shout, oh! That's what I mean. Because if you understand that all things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made, you will go to sleep. You will go to bed with ease, knowing fully well that whatever the devil is sent to be tormenting you is in trouble. Oh, a minute, in the name of Jesus, he's in trouble already. All things were made by him. Tell me one thing that the devil made. He only made destruction. He made stealing. He made killing. He has only made what will pollute the good thing. He is a maker of nothing. And that's why he may come, not but to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus said, you are coming too late. I have come that they may have what? Life. And that they may have it how? The devil made a mistake. That area where it's afflicting is where you are going to be celebrated. Because that's what the Bible says. That's exactly what the Bible says. All things were made by him. Now that was nothing made that was made in the beginning. In him was what? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. He who from the beginning made all things, made them infused with what? Life. And the life was what? Light. What you talk? To shoot it. Hallelujah. In him was what? Life. And the life was what? Light. Everybody shout light, 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 light. We are talking of, our Father and our Creator. In him was what? Life. And the life was what? The light. And the light of? Hey. The light of? Hey. The light of? Wow. So even the mosquitoes can benefit. As long as men know who they are. You are the one that brings life to everything created. Not the devil. He pretends as angel of light. He is darkness. You are, okay. And the light of man. And I look at the nature of this light. It does what? The least you will ever be is what you are today. In the name of Jesus. Everything rides on what? The back of knowledge. The knowledge of who he is and who he has made you and what you have. I mean it. That's why Paul will take time that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you will know who you are. And this light shines. This light shines. Where does light shine? Right at all. So whatever is constituting darkness in your life is in trouble right now. It says there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The man came for a witness, to bear witness of what? Come on, help me now. Shout. Shout again. So the only reason John came was to bear witness of the light. The only reason God created him. Now this light must be serious. See, the light himself is a phenomenon. It's a mystery. But God raised somebody, just come talk about the light and go. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him, who might what? Believe. Believe what? Believe the light. Now he's talking about the light in verse 8. This man we are talking about, he is not the light, the man that was created to come and talk about the light. But he was sent to bear witness of that light. Now, verse 9. That light was the true light. You see capital L there throughout. And what does he do? Gives. Come on, talk to me. Again. He gives light to what? So he's the light of man, and he gives light to every man coming into the world. But hear me, it's not every man in the world that will receive the light. He has come to give the light. John chapter 9, verse 5. Let me digress a little bit. You know what we're going to do between we, the pastors who are gathering? Let me tell you what's motivating me. I will say it throughout the rest of the conference. It's under us that the leaders of the nations are raised. The pastors. And when a pastor does not know that, and does not know how, and does not know how to relate to those who are coming, he's already out. You see why Otomi must stand there to talk. Mobala must stand there to talk. We have them in Fountain. I'm not exaggerating. I can start to mention them. Since the church started, there has never been one era of government that somebody from this church was not in government, whether state or federal, not one. Or somebody connected to this church. Because he told me from the beginning, say, you are raising leaders. And I found it in the Bible. I'll be sharing with the pastors. When you don't know the purpose of a thing or how to handle a thing, you will destroy it. The solution to Nigeria's problem is in the church. Okay. Somebody shout, light! John chapter 9, verse 5. Jesus was speaking. What did he say? Except I am not in the world. As long as I'm in the world, I'm not saying there are many other lights. He's not saying that there are many other lights, I'm one of them. See, as long as I am physically walking the face of this earth, I am the light. Is somebody hearing me? Okay. I like that. And amazingly, it was at that time that that blind guy that was born from birth was looking for a miracle. Guess what he did? He had to say, look, see, the natural only understand light as what the eyes perceive. I feel the fire in my shoes. Yes, it is to the natural, and we benefit from the natural too. It's what the light perceives that we call light. But we know that knowledge is light. When we say knowledge is light, we are leaving the physical to the soul realm, the realm of the intellect. But beyond that, the real light is in the spirit. Hey! The real light that causes the light of the soul to shine and the light of the physical to shine is in the... And you know what light does is that it enables you to see. So what if you come to terms with the fact that in the spirit I am light? You will see in the spirit. You will see what they don't know you see. You will see what they see and you will see what they don't see. You see who you are? When you can see in the three dimensions of existence or of life. But not every human being can do that. That's the heritage of the righteous. So he did that. So he told him, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. You know what he did? Spat on the ground. Use his finger, make some mud clay. We are talking light now. I'm the light. I produce light from anything. He who commanded light to shine out of darkness. He commanded it. So why would you be surprised that he can bring light from anywhere? Come. Then he smelled it on his face. Say, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. He came back seeing. But look at what he said. I am the light. So whatever you lack in your life, hear me. Jesus is saying, I am the solution. Jesus is the solution for anything you lack in your life. See what he did. See Matthew 17. From today, you will never grow up in darkness. Another scripture in John, he said, look, I am the light of this world, and anyone who comes after me will never stumble. Matthew chapter 17, Now, after 6 days, what happened? 6 days before, he had asked them, "Who do men say that I am?" And of course, all that went on there, remember the story? And people had different ideas and opinions of who he was. And like it is today in the body of Christ, different pastors and apostles and prophets and teachers have different opinions of different parts of the word. Fantastic. But let the Holy Ghost handle you. When he handles you, you can never miss it. So some said Elijah. So at that time, ladies and gentlemen, many will be talking about him on their pulpits in their synagogues, and they will fight you when they preach that he's Elijah. If you say anything, they will fight you to a standstill. Some will preach him, say, "No, he's Isaiah." And they will fight you to a standstill. So people had different opinions. And they had congregations too that believed them. Whether you believed or not, they did. And that's why, if we don't take this position as privileged position, where we're ever grateful to God, it's easy to mislead people. Then Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The only answer to the question. There was not a second one. Then he said, "Look, you didn't receive this through the flesh. You didn't receive this in your carnal disposition. Or through your carnal disposition. You receive it through your spiritual disposition. My Father in heaven revealed it to you." This is a revelation. And you know all the drama that went with that? I don't want to go into that. So 6 days later, see what happens. He took Peter, James, and John and his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured. Everybody say transfigured. Before them, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. They had never seen him like that. Although he must have heard him say, "I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world." And when you look at the one saying, "I am the light of the world," is just a human being walking. So they could not really put it together. But because he had to bring about a deep-seated conviction, he said, "Now that you had a revelation, Peter, and you know who I am," although by the same token, Peter turned around into the flesh and began to rebuke him. He said, "Why come you don't think like the Spirit, like you just talked? In one moment, you spoke through the Spirit. Peter, right now, you are speaking like Satan. So when you spoke like Spirit, I told you, you are rock. When you spoke like, from the flesh, he says, you are Satan." Not directly. He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And he was to point it to Peter. So you are your thoughts. You are your mindset. You are what you think. God is to you what you think he is. For many people, the devil is such a big monster. Our God is such a small God. And we are the struggling ones. That's the message we preach all the time. Indirectly. But it's a lie. So what did he do there? His face shone like sun. His clothes became as white as light. And Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, "Lord, it's good that we're here." Now the rest of the story, leave it. Now what happened? They went upstairs, up there, and they were like this, four of them. And suddenly they saw him. He started, his clothes started shining. White. Everything was white. His hand disappeared. Everything became light. The light started radiating. Whoa. Everybody went on the floor. By the time they got up, and of course they could see some three men or two men talking to him. By the time they got up, like, "Let's go. Who are you?" He just demonstrated, "I am the light." So some people will see. Okay, that's about your Father. Matthew 5:14. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world." He was talking to his disciples. Somebody said, no, he didn't tell us. He told his disciples, okay, I agree. Thank you. But in John 17, by the time Jesus was concluding, praying that valedictory prayer, that prayer of thanksgiving, that prayer of it is concluded, he said, you see, now they have clearly understood it. Now they now know he was here to die and resurrect. He has concluded the matter that what was left for him, just die, resurrect, and defeat him. He said, now they know that they are in me. I mean you are in me. The equation is sealed. See, the glory you gave me from the beginning, I've already given to them. Hear me. The way he was on earth was exactly what he has made you today. You are the light of the world. Some people try to explain it. I say, no, it's the disciples, not the church. But it's a lie. By the time he finished, he said, not only for these ones, but for those, even for those who through them we believe. Is somebody hearing me? And so that it says there, you are the light of the world. You are a city on a hill. You can't hide. The mistake the devil made is that he allowed you to get born again. Though he was willful on your side, but you didn't fully understand the full import of the decision you made. You are now light. You are that part of God walking the face of the earth. You are a city on a hill. Even when you hide, those who are in the spirit will see you. And when they see you and your ignorance, they take advantage of that. But when they see you and recognize you, hear me, when you turn, they give way. Because this light shines in the darkness, and the darkness, that's the nature of the light. It shines in the darkness. It shines in the darkness. Many years ago, Jezebel said he was walking into a store. And he was buying something at the counter. And the woman walked in there and said, oh my goodness, from outside there, I didn't see a man. I saw the figure of a man, but I saw light from head to toe. You are shining. And I didn't understand. And I looked down. I saw that lady. She was shining. There were two Christians in the store. They didn't even know they were both Christians. She was coming and she could see them shining. That's the way you are seen in the spirit realm. You are light. You had better begin to understand you are the light of the world. When you know that, there are some prayers you will not pray. Things will fall in their places. Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world. Philippians 2:15. Okay, let me finish that quickly. He says, you think I will make you this way and cover you? Who lights a light and put under a bushel? You light a light to influence others, to serve others, to empower other people. You are a blessing. Okay. So don't allow the devil to intimidate you by some little issues around you. That's a major distraction. You are bigger than that. One of the things we are telling ourselves is that, look, the moment it concerns God, it is interpreter. But when is man? Self. Centrifugal. Because you have my nature, you are up there. It's got nothing to do with whether you want to show off or you don't want to show off. I want to show you off to be a blessing. It now says in verse 16, let, and that's the key thing now. Now, it's up to you to let your light, now that you know you are light, will you shine? Yeah. So now you let it shine. Now look at Philippians 2:15, so that there'll be no argument. Praise the Lord. I think I am getting to stop right now. Philippians 2:15. That you may become blameless. Paul was writing to Christians in Philippi. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of the crooked and perverse generation, among whom you do what? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. It's a crooked generation, perverse generation, but you do what? Shine. So those who are arguing that it was only for disciples, let them keep quiet. It's for Christians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Hallelujah. You see who I am? 4, verse 6. For it is God who commanded what? To shine out of? Aha. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Who has what? Where has he shone? Where has he shone? In Tyro's heart. That's the reason I'm born again. That's the reason I'm regenerated. That's why I have the mind of Christ. Not everybody walking in the face of God has the mind of Christ. I do. You do. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. But we have this treasure where? Why? That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Tell your neighbor. Say, now I know. I am the light of the world. It doesn't matter whether you agree with me or not. It's got nothing to do with it. Whether you agree, whether not, I know. I am the light of the world. I'm like a city on a hill. I'm a blessing to a generation. I'm a solution to problems. I'm a blessing to my nation. Glory be to God in the highest. If you believe it, come and stand up and celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. But don't forget, it is up to you. Let your light shine. It will shine as fruit of the Spirit. It will shine as gifts of the Spirit. It will be the reason why anywhere you appear, you make a difference. You are the light of the world. I say you are the light of the world. In your family, you are the light of the world. Married into that family, your in-laws, you are the light of the world. Where you are employed to work, you are the light of the world. Really? Joseph just had to enter the house of Potiphar and everything will change. He just had to be introduced to Egypt and everything will change. I say you are the light of the world. And let me tell you quickly, the person who is coming as the light is not coming as though he doesn't have his own challenges. Joseph didn't have challenges. When they've taken away all his status and they were selling him as a slave, but he knew who he was. And yet, he's an Old Testament saint. How much more you, in whose heart he has caused the light to shine. The same way he commanded it to shine out of darkness, he has commanded in your heart is a treasure in earthen vessel. Your life will always glorify God. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odikoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.